Well, it's hot and humid. That's no joke out there. Memorial Day here in the nation's capital with a heat advisory until 9 o'clock tonight. Throughout the area, heat index values in the mid-90s because of our temperatures around 90 degrees. And because of the summer-like heat and humidity, our bodies may not be acclimated yet to the higher heat index. So it's a good idea to take some precautions if you're spending time outdoors, as so many of us do on this Memorial Day.
Joining us now is Mark Brady, spokesman for Prince George's County Fire and EMS. Mark, what's your recommendation for avoiding any heat-related illnesses?
Well, we know Memorial Day is a very popular day for outdoor activities, whether it's time at the pool, or grilling outside with the family, or attending some type of Memorial Day function. People just need to realize that it's true. Your bodies are not yet prepared for the high heat that is being presented today. It's not acclimated. So it's important, number one, to drink plenty of fluids. Water is the best possible drink you can have to rehydrate your body. If you're outside, try to get in some shade or an air-conditioned room as much as possible, and limit the amount of strenuous activity that you may have already planned to do today. But we ask you, just try to reduce that quite a bit and make sure you drink plenty of water.
And it's important, I guess, with that whole water idea for folks to remember that if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
That's correct. It's important to try to stay ahead of the dehydration. You don't want to get to the point where you really need to get that drink of water. You should never get to that point because you're correct. You're already dehydrated. You don't want to get heat exhaustion, which would involve some headaches, nausea, cramps, and just beyond the other side of heat exhaustion is heat stroke, which is a real emergency, a life or death situation where you need to get to a medical facility as soon as possible. So it's important to stay ahead of everybody. Make sure you drink plenty of water at the beginning of the day and throughout the course of the day.
Mark, if you see somebody who appears to be having some problems, what should you do? Can you help them or just call 911?
Well, certainly you can attempt to help them. When you get into the advanced stages of heat exhaustion or in the early stages of heat stroke, you may not be thinking correctly. Your body may not be able to get you to a place of shade or air conditioning. So certainly you can walk up to somebody and ask them if they need some help. If they don't respond to you immediately, certainly contact 911 and then try to assist that person into a shaded area, an air-conditioned room, and perhaps provide them some water if they are able to take some of that water. Certainly, that's the best course of action to take.
Really important, especially for the elderly and for young kids, if you're planning to go to the park, for example, with your kids today. It's really important that they wear hats and sunscreen and try to stay out of the sun as much as possible. True?
That's true. You know, in addition to the issues we have with our body inside, our skin can be burned by the intense heat that's out there today or the sun. So it's important to remember to keep everybody with some type of sunblock, sunscreen on them, wear protective clothing to keep the direct rays of the sun off of their body. It's not only the inside we have to take care of, we also have to take care of the outside. And unfortunately, just like some of the other illnesses we see, it affects the very young or our senior citizens. And those age groups need to take particular attention to take care of themselves by staying indoors if possible, if not indoors, in a shaded area with some protection from the sun and the heat.
All right, Mark, thanks for the good advice.
Thank you, and have a good Memorial Day.
All right, Mark Brady, spokesman for Prince George's County Fire and EMS.